From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMatte. Broward County may foot the bill to expunge the criminal records of 500 kids with misdemeanors. That's up for consideration at today's County Commission meeting. The Civil Citation Program is a way to get nonviolent first-time juvenile offenders help without leaving a mark on their records. But 3 out of 4 eligible kids were not offered the option. Regina Walker is in charge of the Civil Citation Program.
Right now, it's a one-time opportunity for us to be able to correct those records of kids who were eligible. But what we're also trying to put in place is that those kids that do get down to the jack, that they will have the opportunity to be issued a civil citation. So we're trying to put in measures to minimize those errors.
According to the county, keeping kids out of the juvenile justice system saves money to the tune of more than $4,000 per youthful offender. We move now from second chances to a double shot of education. 60 students from the Hialeah area will graduate from high school this month, like thousands of others in Florida. But these students already have their 2-year degrees from Miami-Dade College. The kids participated in a dual enrollment program that covers college courses for free. 18-year-old Ronaldo Camacho juggled the course load with school activities plus volunteer tutoring.
So I started it in the summer before my sophomore year. Getting free college courses, that's time saved, money saved. It really is a lot of work, but it's not impossible despite whatever difficulties or struggles you're going through.
The students are mostly minorities who are the first in their families to attend college. Camacho received a full scholarship to a small private college in New York. He says he wants to be a lawyer. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMatte. Here's Paul Leary.